What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Tariq Radio. Glad to have you guys checking in, ready to chop it up like we always do. Hope you guys had a great week. I know we're late this week, but we're here. I've been doing so many broadcasts this week and doing so much stuff, but we're here. We're here, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to have y'all tuning in. We're going to chop it up like we always do. I need everybody to like the broadcast, share the broadcast. Let everybody know we're doing our thing right here on Tariq Radio. What we're going to do, we're going to do a quick commercial break. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't move a muscle because we will be right back right here on Tariq Radio. Don't move a muscle.
Listen up, squares. You need to get the legendary book on game, The Art of Mackin', by author Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Available on Amazon right now. Can you dig it? This book has been a bestseller for 20 years, Jack. And the New York Times called it a classic. That means it's out of sight. So this book ain't for no lames who ain't trying to learn the game, jive turkeys. So if you're ready to stop slacking in your mackin', get The Art of Mackin' book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now, sucker. Rated PG. That stands for plenty of game, jive chumps.
Hey family, check out blackamericanmerch.com. That is your number one source for Black American themed apparel. They have hats, flags, all types of accessories that you need. They are independent and they are Black American owned. Shop with confidence with their wide selection of merchandise and be on the lookout for their pop-up events at a location near you. That is blackamericanmerch.com. Use the coupon code FBA to get 15% off on your next purchase. That's blackamericanmerch.com.
Hey, black nerds out there. Are you tired of nerdy platforms that refuse to acknowledge white supremacy and geek culture? Do you seek a black nerd podcast that not only covers nerdy topics such as anime, movies, video games, and TV shows, but also black empowerment? If so, then head over to the world's first and only black nerd empowerment podcast, The Swirly Nerd, on YouTube. Join the host, the TV guru, and Yuki Stoneman every Tuesday and Saturday on their mission to provide information and empowerment to black nerds everywhere. Again, that's Swirly Nerd. Swirly is spelled S-W-A-R-T-H-Y, nerd.com.
Check out my new album, it's titled Foundational Black America. Packed full of that woke, critical race theory that's scary, yeah. See, we created hip-hop in this North American area, and we must protect our own before they erase and bury you, yeah. Reparations is still our number one criteria. I'm FPA all day, Foundational Black America. Check me out at BossCrilla.com. That's BossCrilla.com.
Have you been feeding your skin quality ingredients? Are you dealing with any type of skin condition such as eczema, hyperpigmentation, body acne, or discoloration? Here at Joy House Essentials, our triple whip shea butter is 100% handmade and whipped to perfection, guaranteeing results you will see and feel instantly. Give your skin the nourishment it deserves and stop using harmful, chemical-based products today. You can find us at www.thejoyhouseshop.net or give us a follow on Instagram at @JHEshop. Joy House Essentials, let's elevate together.
Bro, stop playing and start spraying. Leave an op on the ground where you stand. At all costs, yeah, make sure you protect it. Old goon juice, the formula been tested. You can defend yourself if you find that you need a little help. Gotta stay ready, ain't no love in the street. Pepper spray straight to the face, make them get weak. Get it at oldgoonjuice.com. If they thinking you slipping, then tell them to come get them some. If you packing this, you won't be lacking. A shot to the eye in them problems you having. Maximal strip, hit them haters on ground, so you can feel free when you out in the town. Old goon juice, and don't forget a shirt, man. You gotta stay ready, that evil on lurk. Yeah.
You are now tuned into the legendary OG. Tariq Nasheed.
I want to apologize yes to all my friends.
On Tariq Radio.
Where is Tariq getting all this cash?
Oh, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Glad to have y'all tuning in. What's going on, family? We're here. We are here. Glad to have y'all tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. What is going on? Glad to have... Let me get on the camera so y'all can see me and vibe with me while I'm chopping it up. What's up, guys? Here I am. let me get on camera for you. I want y'all to see me, and I want to see you. All right? What's going on with y'all, family? We're here. I'm doing the show late this week, but hell, I'm doing it. Running late, doing a lot of stuff. Listen, y'all know we're about to get the event going on in Dallas. We're working on that now. The FBA Expo, we're going to make that thing a huge success. I'm going to be in Dallas this weekend, as a matter of fact. I am going to be in Dallas this weekend. Where are my Dallas people? Where are my Dallas people? Where's the Dallas family? Where are my Dallas people? What's going on in Dallas this weekend? I'm going to be in Dallas this weekend. I'm leaving for Dallas today, actually. So we're going to be doing some scouting. We're going to do some walkthroughs of the venues down there. So we can get this thing popping. Oh, you like the hairline? You know the hairline is always crisp. You know, I got that robust FBA hairline. You know that. But let me chop up and do what I got to do, because I actually got to catch a plane pretty soon coming down there to Dallas. What's some good eating spots in Dallas? What's some good eating spots out there in Dallas? I haven't been to Dallas in a few years. What's up, Dallas, Fort Worth? Shout out to Fort Worth in the building. And what's the weather like in Dallas right now? Because I don't know if I should dress like this. I'm dressed like I'm in California. I get to these other cities, and then I have to go get a damn fur coat because it'd be cold as hell. But anyway, let me get on what I need to get on right now. What we're talking about, we're going to talk about a few things, and it's not going to be a too long show today. Right now, there's like a civil war going on with Twitter right now. You know, Elon Musk is up at Twitter, and he's been kind of butting heads with people. Elon Musk he went in Twitter with guns blazing. The minute he walked into Twitter, Elon started firing people, getting people up out the mix, and people are feeling a certain way. A lot of the very important staff members, from what I understand, they bounce from Twitter because, you know, they just don't like some of the stuff that Elon Musk is doing. They just don't like it. So a very pivotal part of the staff, they walked out. So now they're saying without this section of the staff there at Twitter, Twitter might be in trouble. Some people are saying, is Twitter on its deathbed? What's going on over at Twitter right now? They're talking about people who got H-1 visas who are working at Twitter, and they're talking about that's a problem. It's a lot of stuff going on at Twitter right now. Elon Musk, he's shaking the apple cart right now. Somebody said Twitter's going private and will survive. Hey, there's something going on up there. Elon Musk he's shaking the apple cart. We know that. Somebody said he fired the Indians and the African immigrants. Yeah. Is that what it is? Let's see what's really going on. Is he cleaning things out so that local people can get jobs up there? I don't know. They said he's running it like Tesla. He's replacing them with low-wage workers. It's something going on up there. I knew there would be a problem with the whole thing with the verification badges. Now, that was a weird thing. I don't know why they did that. That threw a lot of things in a loop, where if people subscribe to Twitter Blue, they could get a verification badge. Now, I knew that would be a problem, and there were some problems that came up with that. Because now you have certain people who can just get a verification badge and it makes them seem legit. And I said weeks ago, that's going to be a problem because now you have folks impersonating other people. So what's going to stop somebody from claiming to be somebody or a representative of somebody, and then they get on there talking reckless? And that has happened a couple of times. In fact, there was a pharmaceutical company, I think Eli Lilly, I think this was them. There was somebody who had an account that was verified, had a verification badge, and they tweeted some real crazy information about a pharmaceutical drug under this verified account. And I think that affected the stock of that corporation. You see? I think that affected the stock of that corporation. I think they took a dip in stock prices. Something happened with their portfolio because of this misinformation that was coming from a seemingly verified account. So I knew those type of problems are, that's going to, you know, that might create unnecessary lawsuits. So I don't know what they're going to do as far as that. I thought that was a very bad idea, having people kind of buy a blue check. Yeah, I think that was a bad idea because anybody can do it and then it makes somebody seem legit and then they'll say something and then that misrepresents a company and then that company can show what type of money has been lost. Because see, what happens is if people slander you or people say something defamatory, in order to go to court, you have to show where there is a monetary loss. You understand? You have to show where you have lost resources. Just like the whole the slander thing that happened with Cardi B and Tasha K. They had to show how the slander affected the income of Cardi B. You understand? You have to show how the slander will affect somebody's income. Once you show that, it's a wrap for the defamatory party. It's real interesting. So I wonder how this thing is going to play out because right now they're talking about a lot of things. They're talking about people in these H-1 visas. This is shaking up a lot of stuff. I know that Elon Musk is very conservative and he's butting heads with a lot of people in there because Twitter has been pretty liberal. Jack, the guy who was running Twitter before, he's a pretty liberal dude and he, you know, pander to a more liberal crowd. They let a lot of liberal things go down on there. So I think, you know, they're going to shake this stuff up. Again, they've been very immigrant friendly. So I want to see how this thing is going to go down. I'm going to see how this thing is going to go down. But listen, speaking of immigrants, did y'all see Chuck Schumer talking about immigrants? Talking about how important immigrants were and all of this stuff. Speaking of immigrants, where is this stuff? Where is this stuff with Chuck Schumer? Where is this? Where is this? Where is this? All right, here it is right here. Listen to Chuck Schumer, guys, talking about how they want to pass an immigration bill because we have a population that's not reproducing on its own. Now, he's telling the truth about why they're doing this immigration thing. They're not even using any pretexts right now. They're going out here telling the truth about why they are promoting this immigration so hard. And this is really for non-black immigrants. Let's be very clear. All right, this is Chuck Schumer. Hold on. Let me play this. Hold on. Listen to Chuck Schumer. Hold on.
Now more than ever, we're short of workers. We have a population.
No, we're not short of workers. No, we're not. We have plenty of black folks out here who are desperate for jobs. We're not short of workers.
Now more than ever, we're short of workers. We have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to.
No, the black population is reproducing just fine.
The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the dreamers, and all of them. Because our ultimate goal is to help the dreamers, but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
No. That ain't it. That don't help us at all. It's foundational black Americans. No, that doesn't help us at all. And let me tell you something. That whole narrative is specifically targeted to undermine us. You understand? That narrative is to undermine us. Those white numbers are dwindling, so they need non-black buffer groups to come on in and try to boister their numbers. No, thank you. They want us to get on board. No, thank you. We sit over here in Cape, and we get these non-black groups who come over here with nothing but hostility and vitriol towards foundational black Americans. I'm cool. I am cool on that, ladies and gentlemen. We got to stop as foundational black Americans prioritizing all these other damn groups. We got to stop that. We have to stop
No, thank you.
Prioritizing all these other groups. This undermines us in every way. Family, we sit up here and say what we need is foundational Black Americans, and they tell us, oh, we can't do anything for one group. We can't do anything for one group. But they roll out the red carpet for all of these immigrant groups. Let me show y'all what they're doing in San Francisco. Out here in California. Now, we're out here trying to get reparations. We got the reparations task force. We're meeting. There's meetings every other week. Plebiscites. We're talking, going back and forth. We got to have different councils and meetings and debates and just over and over and over again talking about reparations for foundational Black Americans. We have to make it lineage-based. We got to go back and forth to decide who's going to get it, what does it look like. I mean, just on, and we're just going on and on and on and on and on and on, and we have not gotten anything tangible yet. Okay, we've not gotten anything tangible yet. But up in San Francisco, no plebiscite, nothing. San Francisco launches a transgender guaranteed income program. Mayor London Breed announced the launch of a new guaranteed income program for San Francisco trans community. Guaranteed income for trans people program will provide low-income transgender San Franciscans with $1,200 each month for up to 18 months to help address financial insecurity within trans communities. Man, please. Don't let these people tell you what the hell they can't do for a specific group. Man, when they start talking, when we say we need something for us, oh, we can't do nothing just for Black people, for just one group. That's discrimination. Man, y'all don't stop. They do things just for other groups all the time. They do things tangible just for Latinos all the time. They do things tangibly for LGBT people all the time. Cash. It gets right to the point with them. Notice with all of these other groups, you get right to the numbers. With the other groups, it's always, I tell y'all, look for numbers. Anytime we talk about anything, always listen for numbers. That's what the great music exec Clarence Avon said. He said, look, man, I'm about numbers, man. Life is about numbers. At the end of the day, I want to hear some numbers. That's what I'm listening for. I got that. I feel what he was saying on that. When we talk about what's needed for us, we start hearing stuff about feelings and emotions and loving everybody and being equal and all of us kumbaya holding hands. No. Always listen for the numbers. I'm listening for a dollar amount. You know? We got to listen for numbers. I want to know how much money we going to damn get. Let's get to the numbers. Because other people, they hear... They have one or two sentences about how aggrieved they are, and then the next sentence is how much they gonna get. You saw how quickly in that article they got to the money? The trans community in San Francisco, they've been disenfranchised and they've been through financial hardships. $1,200 a month for 18 months. It's right to the damn point. Didn't say nothing about a study, a committee, a plebiscite, nothing. It gets to the money. We have to start demanding that, family. And not let them run us around the ringer with all of that plebiscite babble. Because they got a real bad habit of doing that. Speaking of trans and speaking of LGBT, you know what I have to give respect to somebody? Raven Simone. I have to give respect to her. Speaking of the trans community, I have to give respect to Raven Simone. You know why? Because let me show y'all this article with Raven Simone. They, on the Disney show, she said they wanted to make her character gay on the Disney show. Now, we know that she's LGBT herself. She's LGBT. On the new Raven's, what's the new? There's a new show she has, Raven's Home. She has a new Disney show called Raven's Home. So let me show y'all this, guys. So where is it? So they wanted to make her character LGBT. They wanted to make her character gay. She was like, they were like, do you want Raven to be gay? I said, no, why? They said, because you're gay. She was like, oh, no, that's a bad, bad, bad reason. No, 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 no. I respect her for this. I do respect her because she said a lot of reckless bonehead shit before. But I respect this. I respect this. it's like, yeah, that's my character, but, you know, showing that, promoting sexuality or sexual preference to children, I don't think that's a good idea, and I think that's why she probably did it. I think that's why she probably did it. She realized, hey, I shouldn't really be promoting a sexual lifestyle on a children's show. And there are a lot of black people within the LGBT community who say, you know what? Even though I do, you know, what I do, I'm not going to promote that to kids. And I can respect that. I can respect that because I respect anybody's lifestyle. Whatever your lifestyle is, that's what it is. But I kind of draw the line. When you start doing this stuff and trying to promote it to kids, that ain't cool. That ain't cool. And a lot of brothers and sisters who are LGBT, they have enough decorum to not try to promote that to children because they know how detrimental that could be. You don't promote anything sexual to no damn child. I don't agree with that whatsoever. I don't agree with that whatsoever. You don't promote that stuff to kids. Somebody says she's a bozo. No, I respect that. I pop my collar to her. Yeah, leave the kids out of it. You dig? Because these networks, man, these networks are trying to subconsciously groom kids. They are. They're trying to mass groom our children. They're really trying to poison the minds. We have to understand propaganda, ladies and gentlemen. We have to understand propaganda. These people start the propaganda machine very early. All of this is propaganda. The images that they put out there, the white supremacists, they understand that you have to control people's minds early. You have to program the minds of children early so that they will be primed and ready once they become adults. When you look at these cartoons, I mean, the color images, the color schemes are very important. They put rainbow colors and rainbow images and pedo images and all of these cartoons that a lot of people on the surface, you can't really understand what they're doing. But if you know what you're looking for, you can say, hey, wait a minute. No. Wait. A kid shouldn't be looking at this type of stuff because it hits their subconscious mind. If they keep seeing images of rainbows and other transgender flag colors and all of that, it becomes normalized. So when they grow up and see that, they say, oh, that's what it is. Oh, I grew up on that. So there's almost a nostalgia for it. You understand? Yeah, and there's a video of a Disney executive talking about how they're going to actively promote the sexualization of children through the LGBT ideologies. They've actually talked about how they're going to proactively do that. You dig? So this is not something that we're just pulling out of thin air. And some of these, the Proud Family show, the reboot of the Proud Family, that was some of the most despicable nonsense I've ever seen. You don't let no kids watch that. I talked about that before because my kids were trying to watch it because you see black folks, you see a cartoon with black folks like, hey, let me watch some other black kids who look like me. And man, you had all of these characters, these cross-dressing boys running around with makeup on and booty. Man, that was highly offensive and highly inappropriate. That was highly inappropriate, the stuff that they had going on. Highly, not for kids whatsoever. You dig? Not for kids whatsoever. They ruined that with nothing but an agenda. That's an agenda. That's not programming for children. That's grooming for children. That's an agenda. Yeah, these dudes kissing on each other. What the hell is this? It was disgusting. Yeah? It's just somebody, they say they're doing that to the Black Panther. That's why, man, I have not had a desire to really see the Black Panther, man. I just haven't had a desire to see it, to be honest. I'm going to be real. I have not had a desire to see this stuff. And, man, the buck breaking is real. When we did the movie Buck Breaking, people thought that we were exaggerating. We're not exaggerating, man. The buck breaking agenda is 100% real. Family, did y'all see what was going on out there in Milwaukee? And you know how Milwaukee is. Milwaukee, the home of Jeffrey Dahmer, where they sat up here and let black men get raped and killed for decades by Jeffrey Dahmer. Well, there's a story that came out of that's coming out of Milwaukee now, where dozens and dozens of black men are coming forward because they've been molested, fondled, and low-key raped by police officers out there. It's like a systemic thing. It's so bad out there in Milwaukee. It's like systematic, and nobody's doing anything about it. This is modern-day buck-breaking. Look at the story here, family. Let me show you guys this. Y'all think buck-breaking stopped? That's why I did the movie Buck Breaking. It hasn't stopped. Listen to this story. This is crazy. Hold on 1 second. This is insane. All right, hold on. Where we at?
He pulled out my pants, touched my testicles.
They like eased down and they put their hands right between my butt.
Just pulled my drawers down and dug in my rectum.
The alleged victims keep coming forward. 8 Milwaukee police officers are under internal investigation, accused of performing illegal strip searches, including cavity searches on the streets.
Were they wearing any gloves?
No, I didn't see not one. There was no gloves.
Kevin Freeman Jr. claims back in December, he and some friends were violated during a traffic stop.
When they searched me, they eased down and they put their hands right between my butt. And I try to reach back and try to stop them. He's got to slam me.
He pulled out my pants, touched my.
Man, family. That's modern day buck breaking, guys. Buck breaking never stopped. And it's only black men they're doing this to. They're not doing this to white guys. Like they said, it was like 74 black men. These are young black men. You understand what I'm saying? This is a holdover from slavery. They have to get young black men and violate them like this. It's very important that they do it to young black men to psychologically violate them. Buck breaking is real. You dig? They have to force this sexual behavior. They're forcing this stuff on our folks. See, this is why, man, we got to start getting codified, ladies and gentlemen. And in Milwaukee, there's always some weird stuff going on in Milwaukee with these white supremacists. This is their way of emasculating black males, because the young black male, that's always a perceived threat to the white supremacist. And because their numbers are dwindling on a subconscious level collectively, they have to break us psychologically so that we will be in our place. Remember when they got at Kyrie, remember what that dude said from Israel? He was like, yeah, Kyrie tried to talk slick, but yeah, we had to put him in his place. This is all about putting us in our place systematically from a corporate level, from a street level. And we've been seeing this stop and frisk stuff. The stop and frisk is on another level right now. This is beyond stop and frisk. This is stop and buck break right now. This is why we got to stop playing around, guys. Once we get on code, we can start alleviating a lot of this stuff. We got to get on code. Now out here in L.A., there was a brother, Kizzy Dijon. I think that was his name a couple of years ago. Y'all remember, a brother got shot down in on Imperial in Los Angeles, South Central Los Angeles. They shot this brother, some white Hispanic sheriff deputies, and we know that the sheriff deputies out here in Los Angeles, you have a lot of white supremacist gangs within the department, and they actually give each other props and promotions based on the people they shoot. They get certain tattoos for people they kill. There's some real perverse shit going on. And Villanueva, the sheriff chief, the head of the sheriff department, he just got replaced by another guy. They voted him out. And part of the reason why they got him out of here was because of the stench of these white supremacist gangs within the department. So I think it was the day before yesterday, they announced that they weren't going to prosecute the officers who killed Brother Kizzy. They weren't going to prosecute him. Now, remember, when they killed Kizzy, there was some street retaliation. In Compton, somebody walked up to a cop car and just started letting off and bounced. And then when the cops went to the hospital, there were some brothers who showed up talking about, hey, we come to finish the job. people were real pissed off about that. And there was some street retaliation real quickly. So the other day when they announced that, yeah, Villanueva's a mark, real talk. But when they announced that they weren't going to prosecute the race soldiers who shot and killed Brother Kizzy, a situation happened out here in L.A. the same day, same exact day. Now, this was, I don't know if this was, you know, it was probably coincidence, who knows, but there were some sheriff deputy recruits out jogging and exercising in the morning because they get up early and they exercise. Dude, a car came and ran down about, 25 to 50 of them. Man, a car came down the street and ran over about 25 sheriff deputy recruits. I think it was about 50 of them out there, and about 25 of them got injured. It injured them bad. Some of them LA sheriff deputy recruits, they lost limbs. It was bad. It was bad, man. Yeah. So yeah, that was weird. Yeah. That was real weird. The people out here don't trip on each other like that, man. Yeah, the Bloods and Crips don't trip on each other. They're not. Yeah, the brothers are pretty much on code as much as they can be, but you don't see a lot of Bloods and Crips tripping on each other out here, man. Brothers in LA, man, pretty much got their mind right to a certain degree. A lot of brothers got their mind right out here to a certain degree because they're spreading brothers out so much, brothers and sisters out so much. Speaking of Black LA, by the way, we're going to try to have the museum open by February. We're going to try to have the Hidden History Museum open by February. We're working very hard on getting everything popping. All my LA people, speaking of LA people, brothers and sisters, if you're in LA, we still do need help with curating stuff for the museum. So we definitely need help with that. We need more hands on deck because there's so much stuff that we want to put in there. And we need some people out here in LA, some brothers and sisters. We would love for you to help out because there have been people kind of reaching out saying, hey, man, I want to help. So if you got some time and if you can get down with us and help out, that would be great. And if you know history and because if you've been following my work and the work of some of the people associated with me, We need you to come on down and make it happen. So y'all email me if you're out here in LA and you got time to come on out and help out because we're getting heavy with the curating now. We're getting a lot of stuff organized now. We need to get certain artifacts and certain images and certain things to put on display. So we need some help with that. Email me. My email is info@TariqElite.com. info@TariqElite.com. You dig? So you can't buy a house for under $1 million in Leimert Park. Hell no. Nigga, I wish you could find a house under $1 million. Nigga, the real estate out here is insane. Y'all better tell people. People don't know how the real estate is out here in LA. The real estate out here is a beast. And let me tell you something. We got a great deal with the museum. With the building that we have, and we about to really freak it out, man. We about to make that thing so fly. We got a great deal. That's the building that we have. That's the best looking building in that area, to be honest. That's one of the best looking buildings in that area. And yeah, we about to really freak that thing, man. It's about to be real, real fly. So we're trying to get all the artifacts and everything together. So we need help. We need some of the brothers and sisters who would like to come help out. That would be great. But email me, info@TariqElite.com. info@TariqElite.com. Y'all know I saw something, and I don't want to go too much in this story. It was a girl, Shanquella, I think that was her name. This beautiful sister named Shanquella something. I can't think of her last name. This girl, y'all heard this story because they've been talking about this on social media. This girl went down to Mexico with some of her friends and she ended up dead. And then the friends came back talking about she got poisoned. I know y'all heard about this story. And then it came out that she went down there and her friend sat up there and beat her up. That's how she died. Broke the girl's neck and spine, beating up on the girl. And somebody was her other friend, one of these queens, was up here filming it. You know, that was some real sucker shit. Yeah, her friend killed her friend. Let me tell y'all something, man. Y'all better watch the people that you hang around. Yeah, Shanquella Robinson. Somebody. Now, I keep hearing that was a transgender person who beat her. I don't know. That hasn't been verified. I think that's a rumor. That hasn't been verified. But even if it was just another biological woman, that was a real raggedy thing to do. Three of the girls beat her up. Oh, it was more girls who beat her up. Yeah. Yeah, the gay male friend was filming it. Yeah, I saw that. Now, y'all, I don't want to hear about no toxic masculinity, because I heard some people online trying to play the blame the black man game. How a black man gonna sit there and just film it? Wait a minute, that black man identified as a black woman. Yeah, the black man who was filming it. Yeah, that dude, because you could see he had on long ass acrylic nails while he was filming it. So yeah, that black man identifies as a black female. You dig? Yeah, don't put that on black men. Yeah, that dude identified as a woman. Yeah, a black male, we would have stopped that. We don't sit around just filming that. No, we would have stopped that. And the girl wasn't even fighting back. The girl wasn't even fighting back. She wasn't even fighting back, and they beat on that girl like that. We got some real dirtbag folks around us who have a lot of jealousy. There's a lot of jealous ass people, and you got to watch who you hang with, man. Yeah, you got this dude who identifies as a woman sitting up here egging it on. Watch who you hang around, family. Watch the people who you got around you, because you can sense some of the jealousy and envy and hatred and contempt. And yeah, for somebody to beat you to death when y'all go on vacation, you shouldn't have been going on vacation with them like that. There had to be something funny style going on before that. Yeah, she's naked. The girl was butt naked getting beat on like that. So yeah, there had to be some kind of signs going on before they went down there to Mexico. You better watch who you hang with, man. You gotta watch who you hang with. Somebody says she was very successful and had successful businesses, and that's another thing. You better understand, if you're somebody who's up and you got stuff popping, and then you got people around you who ain't really got nothing popping like that, man, you better understand some of the contempt that these folks will have for you. You dig? You better hang with other people who got something to lose like you do. We better understand, you don't be around a lot of people who ain't got nothing to lose. There's a lot of people who ain't got a damn thing to lose, who are basically suicidal themselves, and they'll go down in flames and take you with them. Look like they ambushed that sister. You dig? Watch your circles, man. Watch your circles. Yeah, and the FBI, from what I understand, they're looking into it now. The FBI is looking into it right now. So that's a very interesting case. But we just got to watch who we hang with, man. Everybody ain't cool to hang with. You dig? Everybody ain't cool to hang with. And don't hang with people who ain't got a damn thing to lose. No, ain't nothing wrong with my stream. My stream is working fine because I'm looking at it. The stream is fine, brother. You're on an Acer computer. That's what's going on with your thing. They say she had two businesses. Yeah, I believe they set her up too. I believe they probably planned on getting her down there and jumping her. The way they did that, they waited to get her out of the country so that they can jump her. That sounds like something that was planned. You dig? Yeah, watch your family too. Yeah? Yeah, looked like they wanted to get her out of the country, so it was out of the jurisdiction of the United States. That's why the U.S., they haven't really jumped on it yet. I understand that the FBI is looking into it, but this happened outside of their jurisdiction. You dig? In the Mexican government, they got so many drug cartels and things going on down there. Ain't nobody really tripping about that. So it's going to be harder to investigate. So it's a very interesting thing. But yeah, I don't want to hear that toxic masculinity stuff. And speaking of that toxic masculinity trope, Michael Eric Dyson was on Drink Tramps talking that toxic masculinity stuff. is Michael Eric Dyson. Hold on, let me show this. Mike be killing me. Oh, eyes bucking. Oh, Lord, the eyes are bucking. Hold on. This is Michael Eric Dyson with the eyes are bucking. Hold on. He was on Drink Champs talking that toxic masculinity stuff. Hold on.
Human beings that either they have killed, want to kill, or in celebrating that drill rap, then going out trying to live the life they sing about in their song. Yeah. That was beautiful when it was the gospel music, right? I want to live the life I sing about in my song. That was a great gospel song. Yeah. B.B. King even sang about it. Yeah. But that's beautiful when you're dreaming about love and community. It's not good when you're talking about killing, mayhem, and murder. And so going out here, you know, Pop Smoke or P&B, you know, you're at Roscoe's. And it's a father and son tag team of toxic masculinity and murderous masculinity. And you kill that kid. You couldn't have just taken his chain. You got to shoot him in his back and his head. This is a cultural addiction to death that we must announce for what it is and denounce it and figure out other constructive ways to embrace and love and edify each other.
Okay. Okay, family, that's not a cultural thing. That's horse shit. Okay? That's not a cultural thing. Toxic masculinity. So now it's all of our fault. We're just inherently toxic. And that's why a dusty nigga and his dad went down and killed P&B Rock? Because of the culture? Most black fathers and sons ain't doing no dusty ass nonsense like that. I do not like every time one group of dusty ass niggas do something, all of a sudden it's a cultural thing. No, it ain't. It's a dusty thing. It's a dusty thing, ladies and gentlemen. That has to do with dust. These people, that Boulay crowd, they get extra butter biscuits for demonizing the black masses and helping the dominant society justify discriminating against us. And they like to say, well, Michael Eric Dyson said, well, you guys are toxic, so that's why when the cops shot you, we can't charge the cops because Michael Eric Dyson said that you guys have a toxic culture, so we're justified in killing you. You see, you got to watch these Negroes pulling that stuff. You got to watch these Negroes pulling that stuff. You dig? See, we have to understand there's a whole community of toxicity there with the black man and the father and son tag team of toxic murder and murderous mayhem and murderous masculinity. And no, dude, just a dusty dude and his dad. Most black men and their sons aren't running around here killing people over no damn chains. Yeah? Most black people and their fathers are not running around here killing people over no damn chain. And most black folks were against what happened. Even street dudes were against that. Nobody was co-signing that. Yeah? Nobody was co-signing that. Even dudes on the streets out here, hood dudes were like, hey, that wasn't it. Because the street dudes understood, hey, man, that shit makes us hot. That's making the neighborhood hot. We don't want no stupid shit like that. Now there's cops swirling around all over the neighborhood, going around here asking questions, trying to find this stupid, dusty-ass nigga and his dumb-ass dad. So now you messing up street money. Nobody was co-signing that. Even the street dudes weren't co-signing that. That dumbass killing made the whole neighborhood hot. That's not part of no culture. That's not even part of street culture. Don't put that on nobody except them dusty-ass niggas. And those are my dudes out there in that neighborhood. I'm real cool with a lot of dudes from that particular neighborhood. They did not like that shit. They did not like that at all. Because the whole neighborhood was being investigated. That was shutting everything down. Nobody liked that shit. It made the neighborhood hot. You know? Nobody wants the block hot over something stupid. That was some dumb shit that nobody was co-signing. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants some murder lingering over the damn hood over something dumb, especially a high-profile murder. You know that's going to bring extra heat. So now dudes out here hustling, you got to shut it down now. I'm talking about nobody co-signed that, dude. Dudes trapping, you got to shut it down. Dudes on the blade, you got to shut it down. Everybody had to shut their money down for a minute and lay low because of that dumbass nonsense that was so senseless. The dude couldn't even do anything with the chain. You got the chain and can't even do nothing with it. That was dumb from a street perspective. That was dumb as hell. Ain't got nothing to do with no damn culture. That had zero to do with anybody's culture. A dumbass fool killing somebody over a chain. Now you done made the chain hot. You can't pawn it off nowhere. That's why I think the dad, they found him in Vegas, right? I told y'all he was going to try to go out of town with that damn chain. I think he tried to go up to Vegas with the chain. He did, because Vegas will usually take anything without, you know, no questions asked. But yeah, I think the dad, they called his stupid ass up there in Vegas trying to hawk that hot ass chain that you can't do nothing with. Yeah, you would have to take that shit up to Vegas or try to give it to the Armenians down here for crumbs. The street people know what it is. You know what it is. You ain't gonna do nothing with that hot ass chain. That chain got an APB out on it. You couldn't do nothing with that chain, man. That was the dumbest damn crime ever. Ain't got nothing to do with culture. I ain't taking responsibility for something that damn stupid. That wasn't even practical. Everybody in LA was like, why would he do something that damn dumb? Yeah, y'all not gonna put that on us. Nobody co-signed that. Everybody was against that from top to bottom. Well, you're the part of the culture, the toxic masculinity and part of the culture. See, this is a cultural thing. No, it ain't. No, it's not. I'm tired. Every time somebody do something dumb, all of a sudden we all gotta be responsible for that dumbass nonsense. No, we ain't. Just a dumb nigga. Because when white people do something dumb, you don't make all white people responsible for it. You say, okay, that person right there who's white did something dumb. Every time somebody who's black does something dumb, all of a sudden it's a cultural thing. It's an intrinsic thing. Oh, all of us have to be punished because that's what the end game is. At the end of the day, somehow we all have to be punished. Now we got to all be stopped and frisked, and we got to have, you got to have the cops rummage through your pussy and all that. No, no. They use every little thing to justify ultimately harming all of us. And we have to say no. Yeah, Michael Eric Dyson knows that. I don't respect that whole cultural thing where you try to put it on all of us because you know what you're doing when you say that. No, damn that. You know what our culture is as black people? Being heroes. That's what our culture is. We have a culture of saving people, especially foundational black American men. When you look at situations, and I talked about this the other day, up in Buffalo, when that white supremacist walked into a clinic up there the other day, a white supremacist went in there with an AR. And it was a brother, FBA brother, grabbed the gun and grabbed that white supremacist and beat him down. And some other brothers got on top of the white supremacist, held him down until the police came. That's a part of our culture. That's a part of our culture. Where we at? Oh, am I breaking up? What are we doing here? Oh, there we go. Wait, I was breaking up for a minute. Another case down there in Georgia. This guy might have been East Indian. He was a tether. Well, he took a kid in the back of a gas station and started choking this kid out, this non-FBA tether down in Georgia. The kid was screaming. A brother, FBA brother, looked like he was a mechanic or something, heard the kid screaming. The brother went and got his gat and went and stopped this tether from potentially killing this kid. That's our culture. We have a culture of saving folks, man. That's our culture, and that's something that we all co-sign. That's our culture. Remember in I think it was Memphis or it was some part of Tennessee when the white supremacists ran up in the Waffle House shooting people. It was a Waffle House full of black folks. The white supremacists came in shooting people. Remember, the FBA brother stopped the shooting barehanded. It was a brother, no gun in his hand or nothing. He went and wrestled that white supremacist, took the white supremacist's gun, and saved other people from being killed. They don't talk about that brother. That brother's a real hero. They downplayed that brother. That's us, man. That's our culture. Foundation of Black American Men, we've been the heroes of this country. We've been the secret heroes. You know, I might have to do a movie called Secret Heroes, a follow-up to Hidden Colors called Secret Heroes. We've always been secret heroes, man, that we don't get the coverage for. They downplay our heroism. The cop at the goddamn Capitol, when them white supremacists rushed the damn Capitol building, it was black people who was saving democracy. The black cop who had to hold these white supremacists back. The white cops were sitting up here going along with it. Remember? The white cops were going along with it. The white cops were letting other terrorists in the Capitol. They were opening the doors for them. It was the Foundation of Black American Man who said, no, I can't have you do this. Take some of these. Backing them down. The black cop is FBA. Hero. And let me tell you something. It was a black security firm that they hired to kind of quell some of that stuff. Do y'all know that? Because the cops were so damn janky, the white cops out there, they didn't know who was all involved because many of those white cops, cowardly ass turncoats, they were helping these people get into the Capitol building. They were opening doors, so they didn't know who was who with the white cops. They got a black security firm to assist with quelling that stuff. Do y'all know that? That's the black security company. Some of them were the same folks who were at our rally, the Rally for Reparations. That black security firm, some of them were the same people holding it down for us, FBA brothers. We're the real damn heroes, man. That's our culture. We're the real heroes, man. We've always been the saviors and the real heroes. Yeah, Bobby Hemmett talks about our superpowers. We really don't understand the superpowers that we have, black people, particularly Foundation of Black American Men and our sisters, too. I'm not taking anything away from the sisters. I'm not taking anything away from you, but the Foundation of Black American Men, nigga, we've been damn near superheroes in this goddamn country, man. The Civil War would not have been won if it weren't for Foundation of Black American Men. It was Foundation of Black American Men really putting it down. In fact, the Union was losing the Civil War until they got Foundation of Black American Men to fight with them in the Union Army. And they were recruiting black men who were in those swamps. Some of those maroons. We talk about that in the new movie, American Maroon. Baz Reeves, who they based the Lone Ranger on. They based their white heroes on some of our real-life black heroes. They based the Lone Ranger on Baz Reeves, who was a brother living among the black Seminoles in Oklahoma. Baz Reeves beat up his slave master down in Texas, went into Oklahoma to live with the black Seminoles, who were the Maroons, got the game, and then became a lawman who was well-respected and thorough. We've been heroes, man. We've been damn near superheroes, man. I might have to do a whole piece about that. I want Foundation of Black. See, we got to get this thing where they try to drill this thing where there's some type of pathological toxicity in black men. No, it ain't. No, the hell it ain't, man. There's a systemic and intrinsic heroism in Foundation of Black American Men in particular. We are the real hidden heroes of this country, man. We are the real hidden heroes, man. For real, for real. Man, we be sitting up here wrestling armed people. We be unarmed, wrestling down armed people. We always save shit, dude. Don't let nobody sit up and try to fuck with your self-esteem talking about some toxic, murderous masculinity. Fuck out of here. No. We've been holding it down, man. Nobody's like a foundational Black American man. Nobody. That's why we're always being attacked by all of these other groups. You only attack the top tier people. Yeah, Crispus Attucks took a bullet for this country. The first person to take a bullet from the British for this country was Crispus Attucks, a foundational Black American man. You dig? We're the real unsung heroes, man. We've saved so many people, saved so many damn groups, and they downplay our heroism. They downplay it. Yeah? It's heavy. We got to do a whole thing on that, family, don't we? We got to really talk about our foundational Black American heroism. And I'm not taking nothing away from the sisters. But hey, look, Harriet Tubman, you dig? Same thing. Ain't nobody like, what other woman was like Harriet Tubman from any group? What the fuck other woman was like Harriet Tubman who just repeatedly kept rescuing people out of slavery repeatedly, standing up against a powerful oppressive system and weaving and manipulating your way through it and surviving it? Who was like Harriet Tubman? Name me another woman from any other group who's equal to Harriet Tubman or Ida B. Wells. Ida B. Wells, that's another sister they don't like talking about. They like to lie on Ida B. Wells, say that she was a feminist. Ida B. Wells was nobody's goddamn feminist. She didn't like them white feminist women. Ida B. Wells told them white feminist women to kiss her black ass. Man, please, we got riders, man. Where y'all got an Asada Shakur? Who's your Asada Shakur? I can give Winnie Mandela. See, we'll give you props. I give props to Winnie Mandela. See, it's far in between. I give you props to Winnie Mandela. You dig? She gets her props. Nanny of the Maroons. You dig? Yeah, Biddy Mason. Who's the equivalent of Biddy Mason? And we got a lot. The museum, man, we got so much stuff that we're going to talk about with Biddy Mason. We're going to do a lot of stuff about Biddy Mason out here at the museum. See, this is why we're giving props to the unsung heroes, man. We're giving props to the unsung heroes. But yeah, with Biddy Mason, we're doing a nice piece about Biddy Mason out here. You know, I need to reach out to some of her relatives, to her descendants, rather. I need to reach out to them and get some additional information. Y'all remind me of that. I need to do that. I need to reach out to some of Biddy Mason's descendants because I want to get some images that has not been seen because there's not too many images of Biddy Mason. You dig? Yeah, you don't have other equivalents of that. What the hell is the equivalent of a Biddy Mason from any group? What's the equivalent of Madam C.J. Walker? Annie Malone? What's the equivalent? You dig? Don't let nobody try to downplay your heroism, FBA family. You are the damn key. FBA family, ain't nobody like you. Hidden heroes or secret heroes, we got to talk about our heroes. Ain't nobody like you. There is no equivalent of a damn Madam C.J. Walker. Who's the equivalent of Frances Cress Welsing? Who's the equivalent in white society or any other society? We don't have equivalents like that, man. You are the key, FBA family. That's why I cannot wait till we have the expo. We need to show and cultivate our next excellent heroes, man. That's why our children need to see our heroes and the heroism that's intrinsic to us. We have intrinsic heroism, not no goddamn toxicity. We don't. And we need more people to see that. That's why we're having the expo. This is why we have to have these events where we have our equivalents, where we have our people who all come together and show the next generation how it's done. That's why it's important, family. I can't wait to see y'all in Dallas, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to do this thing. We're trying to get it popping in May for Dallas. I'm going to be in Dallas this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. I will be in Dallas because we're going to make this thing happen. We got so many great projects coming out. Let me get up out of here because I got a plane to catch. In fact, I got to head on down to Dallas. I miss Dallas. Love Dallas. Dallas always shows me love. So we got to go out there and show Dallas some love. All right. But anyway, man, we here, man. FBA family, we here. By the way, Areta Susse, it's Areta Susse season. Our own FBA holiday. The first time that we have created our own holiday where we're giving props to the FBA heroes who use the Christmas holiday in order to free themselves from bondage. Areta Susse comes from the foundational Black American Tut language, meaning arise. And they would arise out of bondage into freedom around the holiday season. And we're paying homage to that, ladies and gentlemen. December 24th is Arise Day, Areta Susse Day. I got some cards that I'm going to show you guys. We're going to have holiday cards and the whole shebang, ladies and gentlemen. We celebrate our own holiday. You dig? By giving props to the people within our culture and our ancestral history, because we have more connection with that than we do Kwanzaa. That's why we've never really clicked with Kwanzaa, because Kwanzaa has all of this foreign stuff that we just never click with it. And even the person who created Kwanzaa, Moringa, his background has been kind of shaky. So a lot of people have been kind of hands off. But now with the Areta Susse, we have our own holiday. Now it means something to us because it's something that's directly tied to our history here. You dig? It's something tied to our history here on this soil. My goodness, man, we have to understand how amazing foundational Black Americans are, how amazing you are intrinsically. Miss me with that toxic masculinity bullshit. I ain't with that. We are heroes. We're damn near superheroes, man. We better understand our power. Anyway, let me get up out of here. I'd be here all day. Anyway, man, it's been real. We had a great conversation today. Go to rallyforreparations.com to get the Rally for Reparations commemorative shirts. Go to aretasussy.com. We got some more the t-shirts for that. We're going to have some holiday sweaters in a couple of days at aretasussy.com. Anyway, Dallas, holla at me, man. And also, yeah, my people out here in L.A., if you want to help out with the museum, help us get some curating going on, because we need all hands on deck. We need a lot of people to kind of assist us with some stuff, man. Email me if you're available, info@tariqelite.com. I'm up out of here, guys. Much respect to you guys. I'll chop it up with you later. Papi Akute and Lola Vuve to the family. Peace.